we all have a third eye right in the middle between our eyebrow, right?
That's not mentioned in Buddha's teaching. In Buddha's teaching, we call wisdom eyes.
Oh, okay.
Or this two eye sensitivity, and one is wisdom eye. We didn't mention third eyes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Pardon my terminology. I'm really bad with Buddha's terminology. So, would you recommend or would you not recommend to use the third eye to watch the breath?
So your third eye's been here?
Uh-huh, here.
No. Use the mind. To feel the breath. Nothing to do with the eyes. Because we are closed. The eyes are closed.
Yes. The third eye comes out when the eyes are closed.
The third eye comes out.
Yes.
No. Try to use the mind to feel in breath and out breath. Okay. Nothing to do with the eyes.
Okay. I have a second question. It's not about the breath practice. In the practicing of Si Wu Liang Xin,
for Brahma Vihara, yes.
Okay. The second one, Ku.
Compassion. Compassion, yes.
What's
compassion? Yes.
Oh, compassion. Now, what is 慈?
慈 is loving kindness.
Okay. Mm. Compassion. Mm. So if one cannot practice that compassion when one have to think about something really sad, and one cannot practice that, what should one do to overcome?
But I think it's very easy to practice compassion. You just have to reflect somebody is suffering. Mm-hmm. You can think of some victims during earthquake or tsunami or any natural disaster or any cancer patient in hospital. You think of their suffering, then easily you can arouse compassion feeling. That's not difficult at all.
No, because some people, for example, is me. Mm. I cannot think of that. You know, it's just too painful to think of that.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I see. Mm. Then what you want to do?
If I can skip it.
You can skip it. You can do loving kindness meditation, because loving kindness meditation take happy beings.
Yes.
Compassion meditation take suffering beings.
Right.
Then you should focus on loving kindness meditation.
Yes.
That's okay. Enough also.
So it's okay to
yes,
skip.
Yes, of course, of course.
I just want to say that I've been watching you on YouTube for quite a few times. I'm just grateful to be here to finally get to see you in real person.
Thank you.
I just want to express my gratitude.
Thank you. What type of topic you listen to?
Usually, I'm from the practice from Mahasi tradition. I just got back from Pandit Rama not long ago. Mm. They have a special retreat. Mm. As you know, you're side of your student. Mm. But when I practice Vipassana meditation, I don't always focus on rising and falling. Mm,
yes.
Somehow Anapanasati seems to be most pronounced for me. But sometimes then I have a strong awareness of rising and falling, then I just focus on that. But I'm more a breath person. Nostril, the rising, the Anapanasati, seem like that's more my foundation.
No.
It's always been that way.
Oh, Anapanasati is your foundation.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
When there's some sensation that arises in the body, or your feeling, or your mental state, you can shift to do Vipassana.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Don't always stick to Samatha.
Yes.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah, sometimes just there are too many thoughts, one after another one, couldn't stop. Even when I try to come back and focus on the breathing, it's still ongoing.
Did you count your breath? Count?
And then after a while, then it's kind of back to the madness of thoughts again.
Then persistency is very important. You know, okay, at this moment the mind is too restless. Then you count again. Mm-hmm. Or if you know another method of meditation, let's say you know loving kindness meditation, mm-hmm. then shift to loving kindness meditation. Mm-hmm. Maybe at this moment, anapana just, I cannot handle it.
Okay.
Then you shift to another. Therefore, usually I teach different types of meditation subjects, mm-hmm. like anapanasati, loving kindness meditation, or to note your mind, to investigate why mm-hmm. the mind is so restless. Mm-hmm. What is the cause for it? Mm-hmm. So if you keep on investigating and find out the cause, then you solve the cause, then the restlessness will go away.
See, then that's the problem. Then you keep on investigating and keep on going deeper and deeper.
But if you can find out the cause, you tackle the cause.
Okay.
Yeah. You only because you cannot find out the cause, they keep mm-hmm. on going. But if you can find out the cause, you tackle the cause, the mm-hmm. effect of restlessness will dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
Or you change to another meditation subject.
And also I try to count. Then mm-hmm. I'll try to see how long, how numbers I can count. Mm-hmm. And I kind of lost track of the numbers. it probably doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But you can count again.
Mm. Okay.
But even if counting doesn't help you at all, mm-hmm. I'd like to suggest you to change to loving kindness meditation. Have you practiced loving kindness meditation before?
Yeah, but is there a object that I toward to loving kindness things or people or self or?
You can do to yourself, or you think one happy person, mm-hmm. respectable yes. happy person. You because anapanasati, you got to gladden your mind first. If you can gladden your mind with metta, then easily you can calm down with using the breath. So when your mind is too restless, forget anapanasati first. Go loving kindness meditation. Make the mind happy first.
Okay.
Then come back to the breath.
Okay. Yeah, I've been thinking about the one you were talking about, the radical.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm just kind of going to the
also must know how to come back.
Can you explain a little bit more about how to switch between anapanasati and vipassana? I've been having this question for a while now. So we spend 100% time on anapanasati, which is samatha only. Mm. Right? How do we be able to practice practice vipassana at the same time? Or?
Okay. So according to like Mogo Sado, you know, in Burma there are so many traditions, like Tao tradition, Mogol tradition, Mahasi tradition, right? Then according to Mogol tradition, first he instructed to start with anapanasati after half an hour. Then forget anapanasati, go to the any sensation that arises in the body. They must have some sensation, let's say hot, very hot, or pain. Or you feel uncomfortable mentally. If you mentally you feel impatient, then this impatience is also mind state that need to be contemplated, right? So you forget anapanasati. This is why I feel impatient, just like you feel impatient. Then you just take that impatient as mental object, because according to four foundation of mindfulness, we have contemplation on body, contemplation on feeling, contemplation on mind. So at this time, like her, now become so restless, the mind become very impatient. Then you take that impatient as mental object. Then see it, aware of it. Then contemplate it as, try to see it's passing away. Any either material or mental that is arising and passing away. All sankhara object. All formations know, their nature is arising, passing away, arising, passing away. So when you take any object, you try to see it's passing away. Don't try to focus on arising. Arising you know already, right? Mm-hmm. Impatient, mm-hmm. I know already. Mm-hmm. But now I want to see it's dissolving, fading away, passing away. You try to see it's passing away. Mm-hmm. If you can see, wow, then you a lot of happiness. Mm-hmm. Then if nothing prominent in the body, go back to Anapanasati again. Mm-hmm. Then if you feel something pop up again, then shift your mind to contemplate it. First, aware of it. Then secondly, try to see it's vanishing, passing away, passing away. Mm-hmm. Then again, then you see a lot of arising and passing away. This is what we want to achieve. Arising and seeing, arising and passing away. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks for your teaching.
Then is that we end up watching the rising and passing, because you see one passing, then somehow another one comes up.
Yeah, correct.
That's what you're just watching. Okay.
That is vipassana. Mm. If just aware, it's not vipassana. Right? Vipassana is seeing arising and passing away.
Yeah,
so try to see vanishing, then another come up. Okay, vanishing. Then vanishing become faster and faster.
Oh. Mm. Then I feel like I'm kind of mad. But if another one come back, I want to see, then it's gone. Then there's another one coming.
Yes. Then gradually you will get, we call, disgusted about the formation. And you understand nothing can be controlled. Right? Everything is beyond your control. This is called non-self in the teaching of the Buddha. Then you see clearly anatta, non-self. And you see, when you see impermanence, keep on vanishing, then you also understand anatta, nothing can be controlled. You just watch and watch. Mm-hmm. Then you understand impermanent, anicca, and anatta.
Okay.
More precisely.
I just feel like I get upset. Why am I, you know, kind of
then
trapped?
That's why you must know how to contemplate your mind. My my peculiar teaching is contemplation of mind, not anapanasati. You know, but to be able to contemplate your mind, you need some concentration. Therefore, from very beginning, I teach anapanasati. If we have time, then I will teach how to contemplate the mind. For your case, need to contemplate your mind. Upset.
Mm-hmm.
Upset is a state of mind. It's not yours, right? So
okay.
You take the upset, the state of the mind, just see it. Impermanent, passing away. As long as your mind does not identify that upset is mine, it will not stay long in your mind. It's just that you cling to it, it's mine, I'm upset. Thereby, it cannot go away.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
of your grasping.
Yeah.
Grasping to it as myself. Therefore, it cannot go away. It does not want to go away. You just have to depersonalize. It's just a mental state, arise due to condition. Or you can contemplate it as conditioned phenomena. Then the mind will let go of it. I will teach tomorrow, okay? Not today.
Okay, yeah. Then I'm thinking what you said, switching to other methods.
Yeah.
What about maybe sometimes I couldn't sleep, then I might as well just get up and read. Is that considered switching?
Yes. But that type is not meditation.
Right, I
know
that, but one of the things I couldn't
course,
sleep, but don't accept that I'm trapped again.
Yeah.
And
yeah, take out Dhamma book and read.
What's the difference between joy and happiness, Shigen?
Okay. So the commentary gives an example. He said joy is like just like a tired traveler. He is very tired after crossing the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Then he hears the sound of water. So when he hears the sound of water, he has a lot of joy. But then when he takes the water and drink, he has a lot of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So commentary give the difference between joy and happiness.
Why do we need to separate the two?
Because two are two different things.
Two different feelings?
Happiness is feeling.
Right.
Joy is not feeling. Joy is sankhara khanda. 行运. Happiness is sowing. So joy is formation aggregates. Happiness is feeling aggregate. It's a bit different. Happiness is higher than the joy. Okay?
Is there a resultant? It's a result of something else? Happiness? Is that a
both are the result of concentration. Both are the result of concentration. Yes.
Can I speak Chinese Mandarin? Because my English is not good.
Okay.
I cannot express myself well.
So later I will translate for the for non-English speaking.
Okay. Okay. 就是我因为是那个就是第三次打坐，所以有些东西我需要理清一下，就包括我的姿势对不对。那我是因为昨天你是教这样子，那我后的时候，我在今天下午的时候快要结束的时候，我感觉这里好像有一团那个热气的感觉，是正常的，是吗？嗯，正常的。好的，打坐有热气是很正常的。 没有热气就不正常，因为打坐越冷呢就不正常了，因为一到气到嘛，你的心一到这边呢，你的气一定在身体走得很好，所以会越来越热。然后我只这个地方就是早上的时候就感觉吃饭的时候都还感觉脖子这个地方也是有很多这样热气往上走，也是正常的，是吗？是，好的。那然后还有一个问题是因为早上您提到一个就是一个说法，就是你说有些人感觉不到触点，因为以前我就是我就是扫触点，我找不到，我除非就是说我感冒了，鼻子不通，或者是我呼吸很重的时候，我才感觉得到或者头疼或者鼻子这里，那我就感觉不到。你说不管它，
对对，触点不重要的，
就不管它了，
触点一点都不重要，重要是那个。
有感觉到那个呼吸在流动，那个才是重点，那个才是可以带你进入很深的定，啊，这个触点不重要，触点是防止那个心跑上跑下罢了。嗯，好，谢谢师父。还有第三个问题是我觉得好像妄念并不是很多，但是我没有发现，我发现就是。 我发现我一开始坐上去的时候，我感觉就是，比如说我的呼吸在这里，好，我的呼吸在这里，我感觉我的意识去注意我的呼吸，但我很明显的感觉到就是，他们是两个东西，就是一个呼吸，一个我的意识，就是我始终感觉就是他们不能够就是重合，就是早上大概做到50几分钟的时候，有那么一分钟，我感觉就是它好像。
好像就是结合，对，好像就是融合，但是只有一分钟，那一分钟也是很珍贵的。然后我想，可是那个时候我想加把劲儿，可是我一加劲儿就没有了。那可能时间还没到，就是你越要它融合，因为时间没到嘛，你融合不了，所以这个要顺其自然的。可能要顺其自然，慢慢的。
它就会融合了，可能是要自然，2秒钟、3秒钟，它是定力是很慢的，它慢慢培养，慢慢培养着，没有快是急不得，欲速则不达。然后好像我就觉得，然后就不行了，然后不行了以后，我就觉得它又是两个东西，然后我就会，我觉得意识很重要，因为那个时候我就开始，我就看了一下手表，大概是50几分钟，然后我就开始想说。
哎，那我的腿是不是要开始麻了？然后我就觉得我压在下面那条腿就开始麻了，那个就是妄念了。你要马上抓到，哎，这个是妄念。那个心可以变成，把它变成真的。如果你心中想很热很热，你一定觉得热的。是吧？所以心可以变这个叫做心生四大，阿毗达摩还没有教到，心可以产生四大。所以不要去那种。 想象啊，不要去想，这个叫妄念来的。
就是我下午的话，就还是就是没有像上午贴的那么近，就是还是有那么大概。 那么短的时间里，但是大部分的时候我都还是觉得呼吸是呼吸，那个我的意识是我的意识，
没有关系，
虽然我的意识在呼吸上，但是感觉它是很浅的接触，
因为还不够定力，还不深嘛，定力不深它就是这样，
它就是这样子，
但是如果是修慧的话，如果是修Vipassana修慧的话呢，你可以呼吸是呼吸，心是心啊，你可以装这个是色法，心是明法，这是色法，心是明法，你可以这样去分辨明跟色。
好，谢谢师
父。 OK, I think I need to translate, otherwise not fair to those non English speaking, right? Okay, so she's asking the posture because it's quite new in the meditation. Not necessary like that, not necessary. There are three. One you can put like that, or like that, or like that. No need to touch also, no problem. When you touch, it becomes very sensitive, I think. So she say, any posture, I say there are three postures. One you can put your hand like that, another one like that. Up to you. As long as you sit comfortably. And she's asking that she feels very hot during meditation, either somewhere around the hand or somewhere around the neck. I answer, it's very natural to feel hot. Because when your mind is concentrated mind can produce a lot of heat element. It means your qi is circulating very well if you have concentration. Therefore, those who practice meditation well, their complexion is much better. Simply because the qi moves very well. So it's very natural to feel hot during meditation. But it's not correct if you feel colder and colder, colder and colder. It means that your qi is not moving well. Okay? Then the third point she mentioned is that she feels that the breath is one and the mind another one. Only 1 second, 1 moment, she feels the mind and the breath is unified. I said that unification is the excellent state. But it lasts only 1 moment, simply because the concentration is not deep yet. If concentration becomes deeper and deeper, then the unification becomes longer. Maybe lasts for 3 moments, or 10 seconds, or 20 seconds. So concentration comes step by step. You cannot expect it comes very fast. Let it come naturally. No expectation. Roughly this is what she asked. Yes?
Is it normal to feel burning hot?
If you are the person who has a lot of heat element in your body, then you will feel the burning hot. Some people, their heat element is not so strong in the body, so they don't feel the burning hot. But if you have that heat element already, then you will feel the burning hot. Depend on individual. Few of my students will feel the burning hot. It's so natural. It's also natural.
10年前哈，
Speak English.
Okay. 10 years ago, I met you, and I discussed my meditation experience with you. I was introduced to a meditation center. And then you asked me where was my focus point. And I said, I have no focus point. And you said, these people are so irresponsible. They introduce you to the meditation place and they did not teach you. They just let you go wild. They are so irresponsible.
Did I say like that?
You say that. And then you tell me this 4 words.
Okay.
What happened if you 走火入魔? And I I did not want to argue, but
okay.
in my mind,
yeah.
I was thinking, how can I go for a room while I'm just sitting there? I mean, what kind of war I'm going to get into?
Okay.
Okay. So now, but you know, for the last 10 years, I'm curious.
Mm.
What kind of war and what kind of one will get into if they don't have a focus point?
Okay. Meditation, you need to have focus point because the mind, the nature of the mind, you know, is to aware of the object. If no object, then the mind will go wild,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it's important to have object. Jogo rumona mostly happen to those who have no mindfulness.
No what?
Mindfulness.
Oh.
Zhenlian.
They have no mindfulness.
Yes. For example, first. They may have object at initial stage, maybe anapanasati, breath. Then after some time, he lose the object. Yeah? He lose his mindfulness. His mindfulness is no more focused on the breath. And he start to wander here and there. He may have some evil thoughts as well. And he's not aware of that. So at that moment, some evil force, there are many evil forces around, you know? The evil force may, what they call, 相应, may catch that evil thought of you,
mm-hmm.
Then he may be able to control you.
Mm-hmm.
This is called one way of jogo rumo.
Mm-hmm.
He may be able to control you. Mm. Therefore, during meditation, so long you have mindfulness, you know what is happening in you, then there's no chance that you will go mad. Only then, only when you lose your mindfulness, lose the object, and you don't know what you are doing, you're just thinking, you know, and all the unwholesome thoughts here and there, and at this moment, easily the mind go mad, go wild.
Mm.
That's one accident. Another accident is for some people, you know, they can hear sound. Sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they meditate, sometimes they hear sound. The sound asks you, okay, you are a good person, initially.
Mm-hmm.
Then after a few days, you say, you are not as good as what I think you are. And you are a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
You are useless.
Mm-hmm.
Why not you commit suicide?
Oh.
I think somebody told me directly. Yeah, he said the sound keep on communicating with him. But if I have mindfulness, I know nonsense. I'm not going to talk to this person, right? I just go back to my breath.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, they get attracted by this sound.
Mm-hmm.
And gradually the sound control her. Then you say, you know, you are very bad, you are useless. Okay, you should commit suicide. There was one Taiwanese in Pa'au Meditation Center. She has this problem. She always hear the sound, external sound. The sound asks her to do this, asks her to do that. Finally, the sound asks her to commit suicide.
Oh.
Then he take one string and went to the bathroom and tied her neck. Start to
strangle.
Yes.
Herself.
Luckily, this partner discovered it and saved her.
Mm-hmm.
So when I meet her, I still saw the scar on her neck.
Oh.
This is called Zhou Rumon. No object is very dangerous, right? That's why mindfulness must anchor on one object. Satisfied?
Yes.
then I have one question. When I saw the news, some people kill or do some bad thing, and they claim they hear the voice.
Mm.
Ask them to do so,
yeah.
And then they did.
Mm.
And then if, so at that point, what kind of karma he will get? I mean, he, 我们有什么相无形跟有形,
mm-hmm.
so it, such what?
Mm. That is called 有形, not out from his intention, but out from the
Force.
Yeah, from external force.
Okay.
Mm. they also, there was a case also, one yogi in Malaysia, you know, when she's meditating, also she heard the voice ask her to do something. First ask her to take off all your clothing, then run. Then she says run, then run to the river, she says jump. Then she jumped to the river. Luckily the monk discovered and saved her life. This is called Zhōhō Rūma. That's why in meditation, whatever experience you experience, better report to the teacher. Okay? Don't keep it as secret. Report to the teacher. And very dangerous to communicate with external voice. That's very dangerous.
So Shalei, would this actually generate internally but not externally?
It can be internally, yes. There was also one meditator, she came and see me. She said she always listened the voice asking her to commit suicide. Since I have exposed to this thing quite several times, not I myself, my student reported to me, so I just advise her not to listen to the voice. Whenever this voice come out, it's just chant the Buddhang Saranang Gacchami or Buddho, chant the name of Buddha. To change your mental state, right? Transform your mind. But after some times, she came to see me. Then she told me that it's not external voice, it's internal voice.
So how does she know?
Later on, she realized that because she reflected, you know, because she feels life is suffering. She has a lot of misery in life. So very deep in her heart, she doesn't want to live anymore.
I see.
She doesn't want to live anymore. Therefore, the voice keep on come up asking her to commit suicide. At initial stage, she cannot differentiate it from internal or external. But finally, she realized it's internal voice. Therefore, it's possible. Possible is from internal. Scary, no. If you have mindfulness, no, it's okay. If you have mindfulness, this voice come out, then you just think illusion. Let go of it. Don't follow the voice only.
Is it possible or okay to take mindfulness itself as an object?
How? As something
like. So, you know how, so some teachers teach, you know, like awareness itself is, you know, you rest in the awareness, and then whatever objects arise, you just see them arise in the awareness and pass away. So I heard that recently, and it's actually like, it's helpful. So, but I was wondering what's the object in that? Like, because when I look at the mind seeing the object, like the mind that's seeing, that's mindfulness, right? And so if I just stay with the mindfulness, then the object, like let's say the object, if I'm being more aware of, I'm just aware of the mindfulness, and an object, let's say, you know, something strong even, an emotion comes up, I notice that if I'm really aware of the mindfulness, the emotion has no power, and I can see it just as it is, like whatever, anger, and then it can fade, but I don't get caught in the object. But is that really a good?
I think this is not very easy for many people. Not easy for many people, and you know, to us, you know, as a practitioner, we are not afraid of any emotion. The moment, if you know how to contemplate that emotion, if taking the emotion as object, you can see arising and passing away. Why afraid of the emotion? We afraid only because we do not know how to contemplate, how to deal with it skillfully. But as long as you know how to deal skillfully, then when it arises, then you don't identify it as I, my, myself, then you contemplate as vanishing and it goes away. Then your insight increases. Isn't that better? I think that's better. Better than
ignore.
Just ignore it. Yeah? And to stay in the awareness, I don't think everybody can do. Mm. Because awareness itself is a mental object. Not everybody can follow the mental object so well. Soon he will get lost in restlessness. Soon he get lost. Where's my mind? Where's my mind? So not for beginners.
Sure.
So yes.
So how about 32 parts? When I visualize, I feel they're not they're impure.
Mm. Good.
So suddenly I said to myself, I don't want this body.
Good.
I feel like, it's good?
Of course.
But I worry if... The one you just told us is kind of scary, you know? Because you don't want this If somebody says, go to Joseph Kuhn...
No, this one is called anxiety, no.
Uh-huh.
The purpose of Vipassana meditation, the purpose of 32 part is to develop dislike or disgust towards the body. So when you say, after you say you don't like this body, which is very good, you already achieved that purpose by contemplating 32 parts of the body. Because
so I don't want suicide,
right? This is called detachment. Doesn't mean that you hate this body. Detachment.
Yes.
Your detachment is the correct word.
Okay.
Detachment doesn't mean that commit suicide. Like Arahant also have strong detachment to the body. But if ask them to commit suicide, they won't. Right?
Okay.
So don't mix up. That mixing up is dangerous. Right? It's called detachment. Once you see the body is full of impurity, that the mind start to detach to it, not so attached as before.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because before you see it very beautiful, that's why you attach to it. Now by seeing its impurity, the mind start to get detached again and again, which is very good insight.
Mm-hmm.
Only when we get detached to the body, then the desire to have new life, new body will become less and less. So which that's why I say it's very good. Previously you may very attached to the body, it's my body is beautiful, very nice, but now having seen its impurity again and again, then the mind start let go the grasping, which is a good insight. But you have to see it again and again, one seeing not enough. You have to see it again and again, again and again.
How about if too strong?
Too strong, then it stopped for a while. Yes, because during Buddha's time, many monks practiced 32 parts until finally commit suicide.
Yes.
They got too strong.
They do that.
That's why you must know. If too strong, go back to a breath. Don't practice 32 parts. Rest for a while. That's why teacher important. Otherwise, I'm too strong. Oh, commit suicide. I will be the culprit. Yes?
就是刚才那位师姐她讲到那个走火入魔的问题，就是我以前有一次在念经的时候，就是我念，然后旁边就有一个声音出来，跟着我念。然后我确定没有人，我确定是我一个，然后我就停下来，他也停了，那个时候我没有觉得害怕，我只是
echo 回声呢，不可能是 echo，
很明显是一个男生，我是女生，他是男生，但是我当时的想法就是我就停了一下，那停了一下我的念头就是说，哦，那好，如果你愿意来跟我一起念，那再好不过的事情，所以我觉得就是说是不是。然后那个声音就没有了，就是说不管是什么，就是我反正，因为我觉得如果他是不好的众生，我觉得很可怜，他愿意学佛是最好的事情。
是。
所以我觉得不管是什么，就是说好的那当然更好。那我觉得说就不管他，然后就是最真诚的善意对他就好了。
是，因为他这个声音没有 control 你吗？他只是要跟你学，跟你学习 ，which is good。如果那种 control 你的声音，那就不行了。I think I need somebody to help to translate so I can rest my throat. You want to translate? Shane, you want to translate? You can help, okay.
Okay, so her question is, in the past she practiced chanting. She chanted some verses, Buddhist verses, and then she hear a voice, a male's voice, repeat the verses with her, chant the verses with her, and she was sure that no one else is in her room. That's just her chanting, and then she hear the male, a man's voice chanting after her. And so she asked Chalet, you know, she said she wasn't afraid. She was not afraid. She just give her the most sincere blessing to the voice that if you want to chant, follow me and chant after me, you are very welcome. So shall I say that's a
yeah,
good thing.
Good. Yeah.
And because that voice is not a threatened, evil force, not a force that want to control her,
mm.
It's just a voice that want to learn how
mm.
to chant.
Mm.
So if the voice is something that's evil that want to control her, then that's a different story.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
No question. I'll follow with her question. She was talking about use as if I let's say correctly, mindfulness as a focus.
Mm-hmm.
And I find out sometimes if there are things that maybe it hasn't been resolved around me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I feel like I like to go into the mindfulness. And then sometimes, you know, as if I find a solution.
Mm.
Is that probably, I know I shouldn't be, I should be focusing, not exactly mm. trying to solve the problem,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but if that's a byproduct,
yeah.
mm. why not?
Yeah. But this one is not like resting in awareness.
Okay.
Your one is like investigating something.
Oh.
Mm. But her one is purely resting in the awareness, doesn't affected by emotion. Whatever
okay.
comes, he doesn't pay, she doesn't pay attention, just rest in the awareness. Different
I
things.
See.
Her case is doesn't involve any thinking. Your
mm.
case involves thinking and investigation.
Is there any one is better than the other one? Or
no, completely two different things. Doesn't mean that her one is better than you, no.
Okay. Should we focus on any one of them? I mean,
no,
this
if,
one?
As you say, if you can, you know, by investigating and it helps you to solve some of your problem, I think go ahead.
Oh.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. Thank you.
Sally, why feeling cold is bad? I'm not comparing, is cold is one of the examples.
No, doesn't mean bad, but how to call? For most people, because the mind is well concentrated, so it generates a lot of qi. So you should feel hot. If you feel cold, then I mean a little bit abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Not practicing correctly?
Maybe your qi is weak. Doesn't mean that not practicing correctly. Maybe your qi is weak. Not as strong as others.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's why you cannot generate heat so quickly.
Mm.
And since just now we talked about Zhou Huo Ru Mo, I want to mention one thing.
Mm.
That is, I don't know if it happened among you or not. When we come to meditation, and because the qi is moving very fast, and not fast, for somebody very fast. So for some yogis, the body will sway.
Mm.
And you cannot control, just sway this, sway that. Nah.
Mm.
So if you don't understand, then people think this is Zhou Huo Ru Mo.
Mm.
Oh, you know, you see,
mm.
she sway this, sway that, cannot control herself
mm.
at all. That is not, this case is not Zhou Huo Ru Mo.
Mm.
This case because the qi move
mm.
the body.
Mm.
Mm. And when the qi moves the body, it heals the body. It's a healing, healing process. Mm-hmm. After that, you will feel very, very comfortable, very nice. So if this happened to you, don't worry, huh? Nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. You just let your qi carry you and let the qi heal you, heal your blockage.
Okay.
This is not Jogoruma. This is okay.
I just want to echo to what you just said.
Mm.
I think that was around 35 years ago, before I started to meditate. So one teacher taught us to do Qigong. And we have around 30 people. A lot of people actually have strong energy came out. They run around the field. And for me, I passed out. So I was so scared. I don't know what's happening. So I need to go back. So I don't know where it is. I still don't have a idea until I start to practice meditation and I realize qi could be that strong.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
A quick you mentioned earlier about the yogi that you did an interview with, that when she do meditation, she hear voices that tell her to do things, do this and do that, then eventually tell her to commit suicide. My question is it because she didn't have enough parami, that's why she was able to be influenced by that voice? I was thinking if she have a good parami, maybe that could be prevented, huh?
I think yes, half is his karma, parami, half is, I think, not mindfulness. If she has strong mindfulness, she can prevent. Partly because of her karma, like you say parami, partly because of her parami or karma, partly because her mind is weak.
Okay.
Her mind is very weak. I just want to mention one thing. Those evil forces can easily enter into weak mind, not strong mind. I stay in power more than 15 years. No evil force can enter into my mind. So if your mind is strong, that evil force cannot disturb you at all.
So that evil force is Mara, right?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Maybe one type of Mara.
Yes, thank you.
So if your mind is strong, usually, not only strong and wholesome, okay? Then this external force cannot enter into your mind, cannot control you at all. I have seen so many people, only those mind are really weak. Then easily be controlled by this external force.
Xiaolei, also, would it be possible for the yogi who has greed?
Greed.
Okay. Because I have, I know some people who constant craving for to see the Buddha, Guan Yin. So in the meditation, they do see Guan Yin, Buddha, and then who teach them a lot of hand mudra or special healing techniques. That they do have a strong mind, but maybe greed. That create those kind of experience. Is that possible due to the greed?
I think possible, possible. But they can create the mind make experience. Because you everyday chant Guan Yin, Guan Yin, then sometimes it appear in your mind. It's because of your projection. You project it because it's been with you all the time. You project it, then you see, she is there. Then you believe it's real. That's possible.
But wouldn't that be a good projection?
Hmm?
Wouldn't that be a good projection? I mean, for some people, they just want to be with Buddha or Guan Yin or that's a good projection, is that?
As long as you don't attach there, it's good. If you attach to it, I don't think it's good.
So when I practice Anapanasati, I notice I get more and more tense.
Then you must know how to relax.
Yeah, so do you recommend a different kind of meditation or just learn how to
Do you, what other meditation you know? What other techniques you know?
Vipassana or loving kindness.
Vipassana and what?
Loving kindness.
Okay, you should shift to loving kindness first.
Loving kindness.
Because loving kindness softens the mind very well. So every time you should start with loving kindness. Don't start directly with anapana. Otherwise, you will get the situation will get worse and worse. Start with loving kindness for 20 minutes. When your mind is happy on it, then you go back to anapana. So it saves your time for struggling to calm down the mind. Yes?
Well, when the mind has something, some kind of negative emotion, like ill will, say, it can be tempting to just do metta and then it go away. Mm. But I want to differentiate the time when it's appropriate to simply replace with metta, but maybe I didn't really understand the ill will then, and maybe there are times when it's better to do a more investigative technique that's wisdom-based that would help maybe go more towards the root of the ill will that's coming. Do you have recommendations about how to work with that?
I think the root of ill will come from the ego. So.
From the ego,
yes,
yeah.
Ego.
So it's good to see it as empty then.
Yeah, yeah. That's why it's good to see that ill will is not a self. Doesn't belong to you.
Right.
Yeah, you just contemplate, okay. You can contemplate, okay, before that I don't have ill will. Now I have. So this ill will is conditionally produced. Use your wisdom to contemplate. This is conditionally produced. It's conditioned dharma. Conditioned phenomena. And Buddha say what conditioned phenomena is not a self. So it keep on seeing its conditioned phenomena and nothing to do with permanent self. Then it will dissolve.
Mm.
You don't have to shift to metta all the time.
Yeah, it seems like extra sometimes. Okay, then a little bit of a follow-up is just on the nature of seeing the self. I notice that there are aspects of my mind that I recognize as me because, you know, I've done them so many times.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I feel like the self is really just the states that I'm the most familiar with. Does that seem? Yeah.
I think everybody, not only you. Okay.
Yeah, oh, of course, that's
I think
what
everybody,
the self does.
Yeah.
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 So there's.
Therefore, I usually.
More comfortable then.
When people see non-self, they get frightened. We practice with the aim to see non-self. But when you really see non-self, you get frightened. Some people stop short, don't want to practice anymore. Because it's very scary to lose the self which we attach for so long, right?
Actually, it's quite relieving.
What?
Relieving.
Relieving is what? Relief.
Relief.
With self or without self?
Without.
Oh. That's very good. That's very
practice.
Good.
Yeah.
Therefore, then you should... depersonalize more. Whatever emotion comes, you know, especially your major hindrances like ill will, just depersonalize it. How to depersonalize it? You can mentally note first, this ill will doesn't belong to me. It's not me, it's not myself, it doesn't belong to me. Then follow by it, investigate. Then how it arises, how the ill will arises. You try to trace. Oh, because of contact, or because my contact, you think of it, or because ear contact, or because eye contact, you try to trace the cause of its arising. Then if you trace the cause, if it's the ear contact, for example, somebody, you know, tell something you don't like to hear, then you can just contemplate, according to Venerable Sariputra, he said that, oh, ear contact is impermanent, you know, feeling born of ear contact is impermanent. Ill will born of feeling, unpleasant feeling is impermanent. So one by one, you contemplate impermanent. While contemplating impermanent, there are two things you must remember. One, the first one, don't see only arising. Okay? Every phenomena arises, immediately passes away. We cannot see it's vanishing, simply our mind is not sharp enough. Mindfulness and wisdom is not sharp. Therefore, we cannot see it's passing away. So, out of faith in the teaching of the Buddha, you must know that all phenomena arising immediately passes away, arising, passing away, arising, passing away. So you don't pay attention to the arising aspect. Instead, you try to see it's passing away. This is the first point you should remember. The second point is don't pay attention to the stableness of the ill will. Stableness.
Mm-hmm.
If you pay attention to the stableness, oh, it stays very long there. Then you cannot see it's vanishing.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to see. So don't pay attention to the existing, not the existing or stableness. But try to pay attention to its vanishing or weak end, the end of the ill will, ending. That easily will see the vanishing of the ill will. If you see more, then if you can see more and more your ill will arising, passing away, then next time you have the power to handle it, to deal with it very skillfully.
It's happened for a couple years ago when I first start to meditate, and it's happened is you mentioned about the chi, and I was so hot that I sweat, and suddenly it's somehow that is a very light wind is calm, and it's make me very comfortable. It's like the air conditioning. So I just wondering what is happened.
The wind is from outside or inside?
From inside. It's certain I sweat a lot, and then suddenly it's in the meditation hall. It doesn't have anything. It's like normal, but it's somehow that is the wind come.
So that wind is, you say internal, right?
Yeah.
Internal. So then you must check at that moment, what is your object? What is your object? What is your focus? You must know. If your focus, maybe at that moment, sometimes like you know, what she said that the mind just unify with the breath. Just for that second, then you feel the breeze. The bliss. Just one moment you may feel the bliss because of the a moment of concentration or spark of wisdom that can make you feel very blissful. I guess. That's why I must know what object you are focused on. Only then I can make conclusion.
Yeah, the breathing.
Yeah. So at that moment you must feel a period of time, very short moment, very comfortable, right?
Yeah.
Then that's possible. Because of concentration produce the element that tackle the heat. No more question?
Not an immediate question, so.
没有抓到他问的。他是问说
ill will 是不好的念头吗？
不用去转念嘛。
OK，
要怎么找到它的根？去掉它的根。
OK， 他的问题就是说，如果他有不善的，就是在禅修的时候有不善的念头。
Hold on, please. She's translating your experience to her.
Your question to her. So, 有不善的念头，那他可不可以就是去？检查，去检查这个念头，然后找到它的原因。那找到它的根源之后，它就可以解决它。
对，不用每次转去。
不用每一次都转到去做
慈心禅，
慈心禅或者是其他的禅修，这是第一点。第二点。第二点是关于那个
这一点呢，就是这一点
要讲到少，
先讲这一点，然后讲我的答案。
OK， 那师父的答案就说这样子很好，说不一定，不一定每一次你有不善的念头或者是 就是你有妄念的时候，你一定要去转你的转你修行的业处，那是不需要的。你最好是你可以看到你问题的
无常，可以
看到
跟他的无常，
无常
跟无我，
无常跟无我。那然后看无常，哇，这边很长。然后看无常，看无常最好的方法是看，不要看它升起，要看它灭去。然后也不要看它，
稳固
稳定存在的那一段时间，就是成住坏空，也不要看它的住，不要看它的住，就是要看它灭去。因为你看它的住的话，你就会觉得它一直，它会
permanent，
它会很久，而且它会延长的更久。所以你要注意在它的灭去。那它就会
很容易灭去，
很容易灭去，就这样了。
谢谢。
嗯，OK， 没有问题了哈，还有五分钟。OK， last question。
师父，如果真的是比如说没睡好很昏沉的时候，就是是不是就不要在圆这个子夜处，就是可以观一下思维一下法意之类的。
Yeah. She's asking when a person feels so sleepy, can she like reflect the Dhamma first before go to Anapanasati? Yes, you can reflect. Buddha also recommend.You reflect the Dhamma first, refresh the mind, then only go back to the subject.
Easy question, I think. I used to meditate pretty constantly, almost 1 hour every morning. But lately, probably in the past 6 or 9 months, my work is so busy. It's so difficult to kind of keep practicing. It is probably going to last for another while, and then, so should I keep doing, like, still practice? But I think it's really, really difficult with my work so busy. So how should I handle it?
Then you should practice in your daily life. You have time to eat, right? If you have time to eat, you have time to practice. So while eating also, there are many ways. However, today I have no time to share with you. While eating, you can practice four elements meditation.Which is very excellent meditation subject. Or while eating, you can concentrate on the breath. Or while walking here and there, you concentrate on your breath. Or you can radiate metta. So if you don't have time to sit still on the cushion, then you have to try to practice in your daily life. To compensate, you know, so that you don't feel lost in the Dhamma. But if you persist, sleep less half an hour. Sleep less. Cut down the sleep for half an hour and save that half an hour for sitting on the cushion. That's very important, because your mind, when your mind is calm, then you can make correct decision. Right? Yeah, then your work is more efficient rather than restless. Your work is not efficient at all. So this meditation helps you this meditation help your performance in more efficient way. Therefore, I think you should stick to 1 hour if you can. Plus, mindful on your daily life, then you should feel satisfaction. Okay, so enough for today. I see you tomorrow. Let's transfer merit. So please follow after me. Itawata
Itawata
Chaammehi
Chaammehi
Sampadam
Sampadam
Punya Sampadam
Punya Sampadam
Sabbe Dewa
Sabbe Dewa
Sabbe Buddha
Sabbe Buddha
Sabbe
SattaSabbe Sattam
Anumodantu
anuhodantu
sabba sampati
sabba sampati
siddhiya idang me
idang me
punyang
punyang
nibbanasa
nibbanasa
paccayo
paccayo
Bajema,
Bajema,
Besabe,
Besabe,
Mesamang,
Mesamang,
Punya Bagang,
Punya Bagang,
Labantu,
Labantu,
Sadu,
Sadu,
Sadu, Sadu. May all of you be well and happy.
Okay, this transfer merit is no, because we have accumulated lots of merit, right? Like meditation, you know, and the sila. Then we transfer to the dewa who protect us. May they rejoice in this merit. And also we transfer this merit to all beings. 把这个功德, 修行的功德回向给一切众生, 愿一切众生呢,平均的回向给一切众生呢, 然后最后呢, 我们有许愿呢, 希望这个善业呢, 带我们正道涅槃, 这样的意思。
那这声音为什么那么好听？那是巴利文来的。
是巴利 language, okay?
所以佛陀当年就是用这样的调子在讲话吗？他调子可能不一样，应该是差不多。他用什么调子我就不知道了。很好温柔的声音。
但是那个语言是巴利，语言是佛陀用的语言，但是他的调是怎么唱我就不知道了。这个是斯里兰卡的调。
哦，斯里兰卡。